There is an ocean of everything you want. Success, power, and the most satisfying relationships. It's all available and waiting for you. This is The Zone of Action with your host, Gerald Action Jackson.
Being an unstoppable entrepreneur. Being an unstoppable entrepreneur is what we're talking about today. The image of the entrepreneur stands as a beacon of potential and innovation. Yet the journey to becoming an unstoppable entrepreneur is less about external achievements and more about the internal metamorphosis. It's a process of continuing to sculpt one's character and mindset to navigate unpredictable waves in the business world. Now, this guide is dedicated to those visionary individuals who inspire and aspire to not only succeed, but to redefine success. You see, the foundation for an unstoppable success, you want to know? I'll tell you. Success is not the destination, but a perpetual journey. Unstoppable entrepreneurs understand this deeply. They embody certain traits to propel them forward regardless of the obstacles in their path. These qualities are not inherent.
Oh, no.
They are cultivated with intention and persistence. Motivation. This is the spark that ignites action. You see, motivation is the engine that drives entrepreneurs. It's not just about having a reason to start, but having the resilience to continue despite setbacks. And yes, there will be setbacks. This inner fire is fueled by a clear vision and a strong why. I'm doing the quotation marks, why. Remember, the most potent motivation often comes from the desire to serve and to make a difference. Not just to accumulate wealth and accolades. Oh, no. However, they're beautiful, aren't they? But that's not what the journey's about. See, everyone thinks it's about wealth and accolades. It is not about that. You know what? To be honest with you, most of the millionaires in America, you will never know their name. You will never see them on the cover of a magazine. In fact, the most successful people in our country and in the world, you don't know them. They're not on TMZ. They're not on the cover of Time magazine. They really don't want all those accolades. However, they do want the wealth. Self-confidence is the belief in one's ability. Now, that self-confidence is a shield that protects entrepreneurs from arrows of doubt and fear. And they're coming. It's built through small wins, overcoming those challenges, and the relentless pursuit of goals. Self-confidence doesn't mean you won't have moments of doubt. Oh, no, it doesn't mean that at all. But it ensures you won't be crippled by them. Now, I want you to listen to this. Open-mindedness and listening. See, that's a dual pathway. That's a dual pathway to growth. Being open-minded and a great listener are indispensable traits. In fact, some of the smartest people I know listen 5 times more than they speak. That is a mark of intelligence. You see, they allow entrepreneurs to see opportunities. Being open-minded and a great listener, that is. I want you to see the opportunities in the obstacles. That's what strong, unstoppable entrepreneurs do. They see the opportunity actually in the obstacle. This is good stuff here. I want you to learn that every situation, there's a learning lesson for you. And to truly hear what the market, customers, and team members are saying. See, this openness to new ideas and feedback is crucial for adaptation for any innovation. Yeah, you've got an iPhone in your hand or you've got an Android in your hand, but a lot of it came from feedback. Now, speaking about iPhones, Apple, every time they decide to move forward with a new operating system, they beta test it with a whole bunch of people. And all of that feedback is invaluable. It's a gold mine of feedback. A gold mine. Because now they understand in the trenches when everything is happening. I want you to embrace the wins and the adaptability. See, this is called the agile approach. Success in entrepreneurship is often nonlinear. Embracing wins, both big and small, that fuels your momentum. Meanwhile, adaptability is the ability to pivot in response to feedback, market changes, or internal shifts. This ensures long-term survival and relevance. The entrepreneurial journey is one of constant evolution. I just want you to understand that. It is really a constant evolution. See, continuous learning, that's the key. See, it's a never-ending quest. See, the business landscape is perpetually changing. It does not stay the same. Regardless of what you say, regardless of what you do, it does not stay the same. And only those committed to continuous learning can keep pace. This means stay curious, investing in personal and professional development, being humble enough to enjoy and acknowledge that you don't know. I say enjoy, okay? Because a sign of intelligence is knowing that you don't know. Knowledge is not just power, it's agility. See, passion, that plays a big part of it. That is called the enduring flame. Passion is what keeps entrepreneurs going when the going gets tough, and it will get tough. The deep-seated love for what they do turns into a calling. If you love what you do, it's not work anymore. It's a calling. This contagious passion inspires teams, attracts customers, and most of all, it draws investors. That person with a passion. I love watching that TV show here in America called Shark Tank. And I can tell you who's going to get picked every single time. You know why? The people who are passionate about it. Even if one of those sharks doesn't make it, if the person who is pitching it, pitching their idea, is passionate about it, whether those six or five sharks pick it or not, doesn't matter. Because somebody is saying, oh my goodness, that's a great idea. I need to contact them. And they do. Even going on that show is just a wonderful thing. Because if those six people don't choose it, somebody else will. Now, I want you to understand that this is a touchy subject. Creativity and critique. These are dual edges. Creativity is the lifeblood of entrepreneurship. It fuels innovation. However, creative alone is not enough. The ability to receive and grow from critiques turns raw ideas into refined success. Some people may see some grapes on a vine, but that critique turns those grapes into wine. I want you to develop thick skin. And I want you to develop a flexible mind. Now, see, this allows entrepreneurs to view critiques as a tool for growth, not a weapon against your self-esteem. Now, I've told you this before. Do not get caught up on the outcomes or what people think about you. Sometimes critiques, especially for those giving you counsel, this is the polish on your diamond. This is what you need. I'm not taking advice from somebody who has never done it, but getting a critique from someone who's actually visited, who's actually done it, take that. And it is not against your self-esteem. It's a tool for you to grow. Have an infinite mindset. The horizon beyond success. You know, in the grand scheme of things, developing an infinite mindset is perhaps the most transformative trait for an unstoppable entrepreneur. This means seeing beyond the immediate wins and losses to a broader impact of your actions. It's about playing the long game, focusing on sustainable growth, building lasting relationships, and contributing to the legacy that outlives the immediate. Now, here are some mindsets I want you to consider. Number one, focus on a greater cause than yourself. Align your entrepreneurial endeavors with a cause that benefits others. Work with me now. This not only provides a deep motivation, but it builds a business of resilience to market change. Number two, I want you to embrace the learning mentality. View every experience as a learning opportunity. Success and failure are not the endpoints, but feedback for growth. Number three, foster an environment of trust and innovation. Create a culture where your team feels safe to share ideas. Take risk and learn from mistakes. This is where true innovation thrives. See, that's the environment you want right there. That trust in innovation. Number four, think long-term relationships. I'm talking about long-term relationships with your customers, long-term relationships with your employees or your partners. Prioritizing long-term relationships over short-term gains. Trust, loyalty, and mutual growth are invaluable assets in the business world. Number five, stay committed to your vision. The path of an entrepreneur is often littered with distractions and temptations. I'm not going to go deep off into this one, but I want you to stay committed to your vision while being flexible in your approach. And I guarantee you, distractions and temptations are going to visit you. They're going to knock on your door. You have to ignore it. The reason why? Because this, ignoring it, keeps you on course. I know I probably should have went deeper into that, but no, I don't want to go down a rabbit hole with you. I want to keep us focused here. See, the journey is the reward. That is a reward. The actual journey. Becoming an unstoppable entrepreneur is about embracing your journey with all the highs and the lows. It's about developing a mindset that sees every challenge as an opportunity, every failure as a lesson, and every success as a stepping stone. This journey is not for the faint-hearted, but those who dare to embark upon it. Check us out on Instagram and Twitter, Gerald Jacks, J-E-R-O-L-D. Facebook as Gerald Action Jackson, the Zone of Action. My website, GeraldJackson.com, spelled GeraldJackson.com. Happiness starts with you. Not your relationship, not your job, but not your money either. But it starts with you in the Zone of